Today is the feast day of the great St. Thomas à Becket, the most illustrious martyr of England. It's a fascinating story of Thomas. He was born in London in the year 1118, the son of Norman parents who were very wealthy. He was educated in Paris, studied for a time in Italy, and then came back to England, where he joined the household of the Archbishop of Canterbury. And he was ordained a deacon in the year 1154 and appointed to become the Archdeacon of Canterbury. He was brilliant, wonderful personality, a gifted and talented. He became friends with King Henry II, who appointed him the Chancellor of all of England. Thomas à Becket was a man who lived in really a magnificent lifestyle. He had a mansion. His lifestyle rivaled that of the king. Thomas spent most of his time and his money on hunting and entertainment and feasting. And his ambition seemed to be completely worldly. And he was close friends with Henry II and completely loyal to the king. Well, then in the year 1161, the Archbishop of Canterbury died, and King Henry II had to decide who he would appoint as the next Archbishop of Canterbury, the most important diocese in England at the time. And figuring their friendship and their loyalty, the king decided that he would appoint his friend Thomas to become the next Archbishop. That way he would be able to gain more control over the Catholic Church. Even before the election, though, Thomas said to him, if you choose me to be Archbishop, you will regret it. Please do not choose me. Well, he was chosen, and from the time that he was installed, in fact, he was ordained a priest the day before he was then installed as Archbishop of Canterbury. He had a complete change of heart. He was a changed man. He sold his mansion. He went to live in a monastery. He was known for, he gave away all his material possessions to the poor and lived a life of austerity, simplicity, and poverty, and had complete loyalty to Christ and the Pope. Well, pretty soon, the conflicts began to arise between Henry II, who wanted to tax the church and take away some of the church's property. And so Thomas à Becket had to defend the rights of the Catholic Church against King Henry II. It got so heated and so difficult, Thomas had to go into exile to France, where he lived at a Cistercian monastery for 7 years. Eventually, there seemed to be a reconciliation between him and the king, and he came back to England in 1170. But then more difficulties began, and the king got more and more furious. On one occasion, the king said to some of his soldiers, "Who will rid me of this troublesome cleric?" Well, some of the soldiers took this as an order to kill Thomas à Becket. And they went on the night of December 29th. Thomas was in the cathedral. It was Vespers. He was praying there in front of Our Lady's chapel. About to pray Vespers, the monks had told him to lock the doors of the cathedral, to bolt the doors. Thomas said no. And the four soldiers, knights, came in, and he was slain in front of Our Lady's altar, to the left of the main altar, at Vespers. This brutal murder shocked England. People began to flock in large numbers to the place of the martyrdom of Thomas à Becket. If you go there today, you'll see a red cross marking the spot where he was slain. Miracles, hundreds of miracles, began taking place at the place of the martyrdom. And within 3 years, Thomas à Becket was declared a canonized saint by the church. If you want to read more about the story, you can watch the movie Becket or read the book Murder in the Cathedral by T.S. Eliot. And of course, if you read Canterbury Tales, a lot of it is centered on the place of the martyrdom of Thomas a Becket, because people would begin making pilgrimages, and then they along the way they would tell stories and tales, and that's how Chaucer would write his Canterbury Tales. So the powerful example of Thomas a Becket. We don't have any of his relics, sadly. 400 years after Thomas's martyrdom, Henry VIII had his tomb destroyed and desecrated, and his relics were scattered. So we don't have any relics of Thomas a Becket, but we do ask his powerful intercession. I think what we see in this great saint, this great archbishop, was the transforming power of God's grace from living a very worldly life, that once he was chosen and given that responsibility to become a member of the hierarchy, he had a complete transformation by the grace of God. And so we ask the special intercession of St. Thomas a Becket for all of our bishops, for all of our cardinals throughout the world, that they will truly follow the example of St. Thomas a Becket. So we pray, St. Thomas, pray for us.